his friends this year should be special.
Plus, for having on the last time
with you, and for Daniel Shane event of Yeshua Falik. We're learning the second mitzvah. Watzivu shetzivanu b'emunah tzayichut shemayim kol kipol hamitzius v'sibaso arishayna echad hu amor yisa'al shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. The second mitzvah is that we were commanded to believe that God is one, that the one who created the Mitzvah, the purpose for the Mitzvah, the source for the Mitzvah is one, and that's what it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Yisod, the Torah explains Gidrei Amunah, in the Pasuk, Enochi Hashem Elokecha, Sheisham Matzui Rishon V'hu Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo, that there's a Matzui Rishon, that there's a first primal, prime mover, first one that existed, and he created everything afterwards. And Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, V'idiyav starv zeh mitzvah eseh shenem anochi Hashem Elokecha. Knowing this is a mitzvah eseh, it says anochi Hashem. B'chol amala al da'at u'sheyesh ha'meloa ha'acher chutz mizeh oiver b'lois eseh shenem ar lo yeyalecha Elohim acherim al panai. Anybody who thinks that there is another God except for this one is over. And alos eseh lo yeyalecha Elohim acherim al panai. So the Rambam was kaveh, this lab of lo yeyalecha is a hemshech of the essay of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So yesh lo hayir b'zeh, that based on what the Rambam explained, the gather of the lab of lo yeyalecha, that he's mala b'daito sheyesh meloa acher chutz mizeh, that he thinks that there's another God besides this, l'chora, this is shayich more to what the Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin, Eloah zeh echad hu, ve'eino shnayim v'lo yeser al shnayim. This God is one, he is not two, and he's not more than two. V'yidiyas dover zeh mitzvasesei shenem Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. And this is mitzvasesei, it says, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. So if one is male b'dato, that there's another God except for this, that's more shayich to the pasuk of Hashem echad than it is to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because Hashem echad is that there's one God, and there are not two gods, as the Rambam writes, and that the contrast of that, the lo sasei, should be lo yelecha, that you shouldn't think, you shouldn't be mal al daito, that there's another God besides this one. So the Rambam should have been koveya this sense of a mal al daito sheyesh lo acher over lo sasei. You shouldn't have other gods. In other words, this is the opposite side of the coin of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, God is one, and there are no others. He's one and not two. And if you think that there's two, that there's another one, you're over on a los esse of lo yelech Elohim Acherim. So why did the Rambam not do that? The Rambam just was koveyed as the opposite of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that there's a Matzui Rishon v'umamtzi kol nimtza. But it would seem more shayich. It's true that there's one creator and he created everything. But having another God would seem to be the opposite side of Hashem Echad. God is one and there's no more and there are no others. Just our one God. So the Aviezri already says something similar, and we have to understand why the Rambam insisted that this lo yelecha is the opposite of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, not Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this assumption that the pasuk of lo yelecha is parallel to the pasuk of Hashem Echad is really mefurish, as explained by the Drishas Pikudecha, upon which we're basing ourselves, in the Yerushalmi and Brachas Paragimel Halacha Hey, Neimakor and Shtei Parashas Eil B'Choyim Levi Yom Bnei Shaseres Dibris Kulam Behem Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Lo Yielach Elohim Acherim Al Panai Hashem Echad. So you see Lahedya, what does it say here? It says that you read these two parashas because Aseres Hadibros are included in them. Okay? How are Seres Dibros included in Shema? Because it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What's parallel to that? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's Shema Anochi. Beautiful. Lo Yi'alecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Hashem Echad. So you see that the parallel of Hashem Echad is Lo Yi'alechim Acherim Al Panai. So it would have been more matim for the Rambam to put this halach of not having other gods, Lo Yi'alechim Acherim, parallel to Hashem Echad. And the Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam in halach of Vav parallels it to Anochi Hashem. But all it says in the Gemara is Anochi Hashem Lokecha Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. That teaches us that Hashem is our God. But Hashem Echad parallels Lo Yelecha. So the Rambam should have said in Halacha Zayin that you have Hashem Echad, that he's one, not two, and then the Losa say of that is Lo Yelohim Acherim, as the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says, Lo Yelecha is parallel to Hashem Echad. So the Rambam in the Parash Mishnayis in Sanhedrin talks about the first ikar. First ikar of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Lahamin Metzius Habori Yisbarach Vuhu Sheyesham Nimsa Shalem B'chol Darchei HaMetzius Vuhu Ilas Metzius Nahanim Tzoyim Kulam Bo Kiyum Metziusam Emenu Kiyumam Bloyal Alev Heder Metzius Gebeader Metzius Nisbatlo Metzius Kol Hanim Tzoyim Bein Achtus Va'atnus Elo Levado Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. So he says in the Yisod HaRishon to believe in the Metzius of the Creator. He's a Nimtza, he's complete in all types of completion. He's the source of all Metzius. The Metzius couldn't exist. If he didn't exist, nothing would exist. And the Achdus and the Adnus are only to God. He is the only true oneness and master. So the Yisod HaRishon, the Rambam includes what he explains in the Yisod HaTorah, that we're commanded to believe Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that God is the Creator and He has to exist. And if he wouldn't exist, nothing would exist. And then he says there in Perish Mishnah, he says, Zeh Yisod HaRishon, Moral of Dibur Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And this Yisod HaRishon, this is taught by Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now in the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Rambam says, She'ein ha'achtus v'ha'atnus elelo levado. That he is the only one, only unified being, and he is the only adnus. He is the only unified creator, the only adnus, the only master. So you see that the Rambam holds that we're commanded an emuna ba'achdus from the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Rav Shach also says that Anochi, that Hashem is God, He created the world. Included in that is that he's one and not two, because the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin that if there were many gods, they would have a body. And our God doesn't have a body. So the fact that he's a creator also means that he's one, and therefore the opposite side of that is that there aren't two, there aren't other gods, and therefore the opposite of Anochi is Lo Yelecha, as the Rambam has it. And again, you see this also in the Parash Mishnayos. That he says that there is one God, and the opposite of that is that there, and he's the only one. He's the only true Achdus. He only has Achdus. There's no other. So that means that the opposite of Anochi is Lo Yelecha. So the Gidrei Hamuna that we learn from Anochi is not only that God is the creator of the world, but that He's one and not two. So this Amuna and Hashem being the creator is also Amuna and is unity and not multiplicity. We see this in the Chinuch and Parashis Yisro brings Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lahamin Sheyesh Lo'olam Eloha Echod Shehimtzi Kol Nimtzis, one God. So he includes in the Mitzvah of Emunah not only that there's a Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, but also that he's one. So it's Mavur Lahedya that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a Tzivui Mefurish Ala Yichud also. Right, even the Rambam's Lashon, the beginning of the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheyesha Matsui Rishon, that there's one, that there's an original Matsui, V'hu Mamtzi Kol Nimtzin, he's the one, but again, it's only one, and there's no two. So that's all included. It's not just that there's a creator, but that there's one creator. And the Bior is, apparently, says Arav Kunstler Shlita, based on the Ramban. Parashas Yisro, Anochi Havi Mitzis Esei, Shiorav Yitzav, Osim Shiedu V'yaminu, Kiyesh, Keitz V'tachlis, Hud, V'chal Mitzvot, Anochi Nichol, Gamah, Shekotzis, Shu Odom, Kol Oret, Shu Amanik, Agalgal, B'koch, Shein Lo Keitz V'tachlis, B'koch, Shein Lo Hefsek. So, the Rambam tells us that this mitzvah of Emunah is that we believe that he's the master of the earth and he runs the world and he has no end. Ein lo keis v'tachlis, he has no end. Koach she'ein lo hefsek. And he explains that the Sivui on Yichud Hashem is said in the Pasuk of Hashem Echad. Nevertheless, if you believe that there's another God, you're over also on the Asei of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because if there'd be more than one, they'd be Gufin, they'd be Gvios, they would have some sort of body, and God doesn't. The Torah, he writes, Ala Yecholas, by Yecholas Torah Ala Yichud, that this shows us God's ability, his omnipotence, and that is shows us his Yichud, Ein Kamoni B'chol Ha'arbav, Vorteta Kein Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz. So you have this, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Sheretz Yisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What does this teach us? This teaches us God's so great, that he has such koach, and also that he's one. Also in Parshas Bo, the Rama says in the Pasuk of Bavur Teda, in order that you should know, Kein Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz, that he's the Shalit, and Ein Ma'akev Al Yado. That also would be pshat in the Rambam, that from Anochi you learn, also on the Yichud, Ha'achtus Ve'ha'adnus, like he says in the Parish of Mishnayos. That God is this endless, eternal being, and I read before by mistake, he is this endless, eternal being, and Mimela, he is also one. That is part of the belief in God. And that is all included in Anochi, and therefore the opposite side of that is Lo Yielecha. So if that's true, then we have to understand the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that there's a special mitzvah of Yichud Hashem from Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why? We just proved from the Rambam and from the Ramban that it's all included in Anochi. So why does Yichud get a separate mitzvah? Anochi is not only that I am God, I'm the creator, I run the world, I took you out of Egypt, but also that I'm one. He has the Achdus and the Adnus. He's the master and he's one. We saw it in the Rambam, we saw it in the Ramban. So why does the Rambam make a separate mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? It should all be included in the mitzvah of Anochi. And in fact, the Ramban in Parsha says, Chanan says that Shema Yisrael is really just a biur of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So since Shema Yisrael is a biur, it's just an explanation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, then it really shouldn't deserve its own mitzvah. Yichud is Anochi Hashem Elokecha teaches us Yichud. So why does the Rama make a separate mitzvah for Hashem Echad? So the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah Halacha Zayin writes, Elok hazeh echad hu, ein olo shnayim, belo yetzer al shnayim, ela echad she'en ki yichudo echad min ha'achodim ha'nemtsoim ba'olam, lo echad kemin shu kol ha'achodim harbe, belo echad keguf shu nechlak lemachlokos, ulik tzavos, ela yichud she'en yichud acher kamoso ba'olam. This God is one, he is two, he is not two or more, but one unified in a manner which surpasses any unity that can be found in the world, i.e. is not one in the manner of a general category which includes many individual entities, nor in one in the way that the body is divided into different portions and dimensions. Rather, he is unified, and there exists no unity similar to his in this world. If there were many gods, they would have body and form, because like entities are separated from each other only through the circumstances associated with body and form. Were the Creator to have body and form, he would have limitation and definition, because it is impossible. It's all the Rambam's reading it in English. For a body not to be limited, and any entity which itself is limited and defined possesses only limited and defined power. Since our God, blessed be his name, possesses unlimited power, as evidenced by the continuous revolution of the sphere, we see that his power is not the power of a body. Since he's not a body, the circumstances associated with bodies that produce division and separation are irrelevant to him. Therefore, it is impossible for him to be anything other than one. The knowledge of this concept fulfills a positive commandment of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Aleph Zayin. So based on this, we can possibly understand why the Rambam felt it necessary to have a separate mitzvah of Yichud Hashem not included in the mitzvah of Enochi Hashem Elokecha. And that is that really, like the Ramban says in Parshas Veschanan, Hashem Yishma Yisrael is a Tosefis Biur in the Yichud, it doesn't say in Enochi Hashem Elokecha. As he writes, Shigam bezem mitzvah ki bedibor anochi Hashem Elokecha ya yichud aval balevayr ha-mitzvah hazu. It's coming to be mevayr. It's coming to explain it. It's going more into the details. Anochi Hashem Elokecha doesn't specifically go into the fact that Hashem is one. Here the emphasis is that God is one. When it says anochi, I, but I can mean many things. I mean, I say I and I'm not one, as the Rambam explains here. When you have a human body, but it's a composite of different parts, their arms, their legs, their eyes, their nose, their tissue, there's lots of stuff. So when it comes to Yichud Hashem, the one is emphasized as absolute complete one, as all the details that we mentioned in Perek Aleph of Yesodei HaTorah Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam felt it necessary to enumerate this as a separate mitzvah. You shouldn't just think God is one in a very haphazard way, in a very shallow or superficial way, but rather, you have to go into the pratim of what Yichud means. Again, as we read in the Halacha, I'm not going to read it out again, but to understand that he's unified in a manner which surpasses any unity. She'en ki Yichudo echad min ha'achodim ha'nemtsoim ba'olam. There's no unity like God's unity. So to really go into the unity, to open up your Frankel Rambam, okay, and to see all of the mefarshim and the Rambam, what it means, achdus Hashem, to do computer search in the Otzer HaChochma, and everybody who talks about this Rambam, and really get into God's the Yichud of Hashem, really understand the Yichud. So there has to be this emphasis in understanding the details and the subtleties of God's oneness, of God's unity. So therefore the Rambam suggests HaRav Kunstler Shlita felt compelled to enumerate Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad as a separate mitzvah, even though it's really the Yichud of Hashem is really included in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Together with his Yicholis comes his Achdus, as the Rambam here says, because he's one, he's unlimited. If he would be more than he would have a body, he'd be limited. So that's definitely true. But since you have to get into the details, into the nitty-gritty kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, therefore the Rambam felt it necessary to have a separate mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. So, and now we can go back to the Rambam, where he says that if you think that there's another God, then you're over on Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim. And what did he contrast that with? He contrasted that with the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem. And we said he should have contrasted that with what he wrote in Halacha Zion. He wrote this in Halacha Vav, but he should have contrasted the Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim with the wrote in Halacha Zion, where the Rambam talks about Yichud Hashem. And if you think that there's more than one, there's anybody else, then you're over on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So why does he contrast it with Anochi? So now we understand that in Echinami, that God is one and not two, is really included in Anochi. And therefore it's correct what the Rambam says, that Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim is the opposite of Anochi. That I am one God, and there are no others, and there's no multiplicity. It's just the one me. And the opposite of that is anybody else. So that's Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim. The Rambam put it there. Because in principle, it really belongs there. Because it really is the opposite side of the coin. That I am one, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, means not only am I the God who created the whole world, who took you out of Mitzrayim, who's all powerful, but also that I'm one and not two, and not multiple, and I'm complete Achdus. The opposite of that is Lo Yelecha. That's why the Rambam put in Halacha Vav. And Halacha Zayin, the Rambam tells us, now we have to go into the details. What exactly does it mean? Ein Echinami, obviously, you're also over in Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu Hashem Echad, that you're not believing in Hashem Echad when you have Elohim Acherim. That's also true. But the Hashem Echad, is the point there, is just to go more into the detail of Achdus, understanding what Achdus Hashem means. That's that mitzvah. So if the Rambam would have placed it after in Halacha Zayin, that would have worked as well. But it's not a stira that the Rambam places there. It's not anything incoherent that the Rambam put it in Halacha Vav, because it is also the contrast of Anochi Hashem. On a basic level, believe God is that God who created the world is one and not two, and therefore the opposite is Lo Yelecha. And then in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, okay, but I want you to know, and also in Mitzvah Beis, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that I want you to know that there is a mitzvah to believe that I am one, and what exactly that means. I want you to go into the details of what it means that I am one and not two. V'chule v'chule, that as we read out in Halacha Zayin, getting into the Pratim and Pirtei Pratim. So, Advarim Hayu Nifloim, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, and I want to give us ourselves a bracha, that we should be zocha l'umo v'ulam idlishem v'las l'kaims kol evre zama toros to be ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.